Welcome to this week's session of Spin on Golf. My name is Jordan Young. I am joined by Mike Fay. Another special Sunday night, lots of golf talk. Our good friend Brian Cairns will be joining us at the bottom of the hour from Oakmont with some of the participants. And our other good friend Sean Belizean is on the road heading southbound, hopefully very, very fast from up north on vacation. So on to the topics. We've got a lot going on. We've got Olympic golf. We've got women's USAM. We have men's USAM. We had some local events going on for us senior players. But wow, some exciting stuff going on, Mike. Just ended playoff here on the PGA Tour with the St. Jude's, the World Golf Championship in Memphis. Man, there were six guys coming down here. I don't know which guy wanted to win, but Mike, hopefully you got a chance to see this back nine debacle.
Yes, Jordan, who wants to win? Once again, who wants to win? Who wants to take it by the throat? Right? Again, right?
Unbelievable.
Abraham Ancer made it happen, right? First victory on the PGA Tour from a player from Mexico. Is that correct, Jordan?
Yeah, correct. Fourth player to win from Mexico ever, which is kind of hard to believe. But, man, he's been due. He's been playing really good golf for a long time. The guy's a solid putter, smaller in stature, but hits it pretty solid and just gets it done. And, gee, I think he moved up. I think he's 18th in FedEx right now with 1376 and leading the pack, Morikawa at 2136. So, you know, I just can't understand how, you know, I've been in the position where you got to shoot a certain score sometimes on the back nine, and it's certainly easy, but uncharacteristically, these guys are shooting 41, 42. I mean, Harris English was 20 under par with a three-shot lead on the back nine, and he doubles both par threes and bogeys a pretty easy 16th hole. And, you know, geez, he had a chance on 18 from about 9 feet to get into the playoff at 16 under. And so he missed out. And then DeChambeau, I mean, man, he was all over the place on the last nine. He shot 41. And Cam Smith's in the trees on the last hole. And, man, I don't know what kind of shot he was hitting from TV. It looked like he had nothing. Didn't look like he was punching under. He just looked like he was hitting a standard 9-iron through this tree from 135 or so yards. And, of course, it nails the tree and goes out of bounds. So he makes double. And that guy had a record-setting putting week of 93 putts. Why not just chip it out? Why not just wedge it on the green 10 feet? You know you're going to make it and get in the playoffs. So not sure.
Button's so good. 18 putts in one round, right, Jordan? I mean, four chip-ins in one round. Have you ever done that before? Have you chipped in four times?
Not this host of Spin on Golf, but there might be another one that has.
I have not.
A couple times maybe, but I think he did it three times in the front nine.
It's amazing, right?
So I don't know what these guys were thinking. I've thought some crazy stuff for a long time. I've done some crazy stuff. Maybe these guys just had the Olympic snooze fest afterwards. I don't know, but very, very surprising. Matsuyama, I thought he was going to win. He had a massive lip out from about 18 feet or 16 feet in the first playoff hole, but Ancer stuffs it in there about 6 feet or 5 feet. And Sam Burns sticks it in there again, I think 5 feet or 4 feet. Ancer makes it, and Burns has a massive lip out. And there you have it. Game over.
First one in wins usually, right, Jordan?
Well, I'd like to putt first from that distance. It's still, I don't know. It just seems like that's right. Less pressure. But, you know, we had the U.S. Women's AM as well. That concluded today.
Did.
I saw the young girl yesterday. She had a putt on the last hole. She three-putted the last hole, I believe, to lose and not be in the final, which was a little bit of heartache. But a couple Wildcats in the final today, Mike.
Yes. Jensen Castle versus Vivian Ho, and what a battle. I mean, I am so excited about the future of these players. Jensen Castle was 63rd in going into this as the seed. 63rd, and she wins. And wow. That does not happen very often. She's from the University of Kentucky. She's actually from South Carolina, plays for University of Kentucky. Vivian Ho plays for the University of Arizona. So two Wildcats in the final. That's 36 cool. holes today at Westchester Country Club. You know, Jensen was talking about in the interview after she won, she had zero expectations. She didn't have enough clothes because she didn't think she'd be here. And also, that's right, she used the same golf ball for five rounds in a row.
Come on, same golf ball?
Yep, she did. How about that?
Not the same brand or the same number.
But the same exact ball.
That's unheard of.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
I hit too many trees in cart paths to use the same golf ball. I guess when you're hitting fairways and greens all the time, it doesn't wear off as much, right?
Yes, crazy. Very exciting stuff there with the U.S. women's aim.
What about the Olympics? I mean, you know, I'm a huge Olympics guy. I love the Olympics. Proud of my Canadian girls for coming away with the soccer mm-hmm. gold. I don't know. I just couldn't get into the golf for the Olympics. I don't know what it is. It just, I hate to say it, but I just couldn't get into it. I know we had some good victories. But I don't know. What's your take, Mike, on the whole Olympic golf deal?
Yeah, we were talking about that last. You know, it'd be a lot more exciting if there was some sort of team event with golf with the Olympics. I mean, it was fun. And the player that's playing the best won, right? So for the ladies this week, Nelly Korda won the gold medal. Then Nami from Japan won the silver. And Lydia Ko took the bronze. But was it super exciting? I don't think so, Jordan. I have to be honest. It wasn't like, yay, yay, yay. Oh,
I know there were some good scores and you know, there were some pretty low rounds there by the girls at the end, but I don't know. They played the same course. I don't know if this needs to be more of a Stableford deal. I don't know if you combine the girls and the guys and do kind of like a team thing. I don't know if it might be a little too hokey for me. I don't know. I just think it needs to be a little different. It seems like it's a long way to go. I know Olympics is huge. I'm talking a long way to go, meaning four rounds, just like a tour event. I don't know. I think it should just be a little bit different. I don't know if Stableford's the right way, but who knows? Maybe it'll change in a few years. There were some different sports out there, though. I mean, that speed wall climbing and, mm-hmm. and the 3-on-3 basketball stuff. Interesting things.
Did you guys see the Olympic speed walking?
I heard about it, and I heard they did like a crazy mile number too.
It looked like a bunch of people who really had to like use the bathroom all in a group. It was weird. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen on TV.
I heard it's gone the next Olympics, though.
Oh no, that'll tank the ratings.
Yeah, well, maybe we need to how those ratings go.
Make the entire tournament a match play event based upon their world ranking.
For sure. Well, hey, we'll be right back. This is Spin on Golf. We're going to go to our first break. We got more golf coming up. I'm Jordan Young with Mike Fay. We got Mike Parsons back in the booth. We'll be right back right after this break. Well, welcome back. This is Jordan Young here on Spin on Golf, WJR 760. Join with Mike Fay, BC on the road at the USAM at Oakmont in Pittsburgh. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking a little bit about what's going on there. I have not been there, Mike, but Pittsburgh is cool. I know the course is right on the banks of the river there. BC was sending some great pictures, and you know, it looks like it's going to be a spectacular week there for the boys. I want to get back to the Olympics, and you had a good suggestion at the break, Mike. Match play for Olympics. Mm-hmm. Why do you think match play is better than stroke play?
Because anybody can win. It makes it more exciting, right? Anybody can beat anybody in match play. You know, and maybe we figure out seeding them based on a qualifying couple rounds or based upon their world ranking or something like that. And then it kind of makes it feel like country against country instead of individual against individual, maybe. I don't know. But might be more fun, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they used to have the Dunhill Cup. I don't believe it's still going, but it was a two-person team. You know, they represented their countries and they played. I like the match play idea with a little bit of twist somehow, and I like your play-in idea where it's kind of like the men's amateur, right? The men's amateur seems to work. You play 36 holes. You go from there. You have an individual champion for the stroke play, and then you go on and go from there. But there's really no clout, I guess, in the stroke play. It's major seeding, 1 through 64. And then have at it. And if you're out, you're out, just like anybody else is out at the Olympics. So it might make for a little shorter week for some, but I think it might make for better theater in the end for golf at the Olympics. Just my opinion.
Yes, Frank says match play gives it more of a Ryder Cup feel. And I think you're right, Frank.
Yeah, for sure.
On us with StreamYard. Yeah, for sure.
We have a bunch of other things going on. You know, all the clubs around the area, the private clubs have their invitationals. I have not gotten the update from some good friends yet. You know, Dr. Rick Nichol and, Luc Lefebvre, who is playing certainly in different flights, of course, but, oh, update just in, our champions from the Groziel invite, Nick Geftis and Ben Balin. So congratulations to those guys. I know all across the states, or the state of Michigan, a bunch of clubs have been playing their invites the past 2 or 3 weeks. And Mike, it was a steamer today after 2 o'clock. I know early, I was out early teaching. It wasn't bad until noon, but boy, when that sun kicked through, the temperature went up big time, big time.
Yes, and the wind started to blow a whole bunch more here, getting to, I think it was about 90 degrees before I left the range there at Walnut Creek today. Got really hot, so I'm hoping that everybody drinks lots of water.
For sure, for sure. So congrats to Nick Geftis and Ben Balin at winning at Groziel. Always a cool place and a great invitation. One of the oldest around in the state. I came across some stuff, and I always do each week, and I try to screenshot a few things regarding instruction, Mike. But what I noticed this week, strokes gained. And there was a great point that came up about strokes gained putting within 10 feet, you know, 4 to 8 feet or 4 to 10 feet range versus iron striking. And I don't know if you caught that online, but I don't think people realize that for the most part, a lot of people don't hit greens from 150 or 160 or 170 yards. But if you line 10 people up and putt from 5 feet, the people that make the 5-footer are going to gain way more strokes on the other 9 people or 5 people or 4 people than you would for hitting the green in regulation. Anything that you want to add to that and the importance of making those shorter putts?
Yes, being a putting green and practicing, Jordan, for sure. I mean, you don't see many people practicing putting, right? But you see people wailing away on the range. And and that's where you make your hay, is on the putting green. And if you can putt better, the strokes gained show it. And I don't think it matters what handicap level, right, Jordan? I mean, it didn't matter.
No, and I was telling my guys this morning on the range, I mean, everybody, well, what do you feel you've improved most on in the last 6 to 8 months? And what do you feel you need most work on? And, you know, a lot of people said, well, hey, my driver needs work still, or my ball striking. And so I kind of turned the table on him a little bit and said, hey, listen, you know, do you really understand the performance value, the PV of making a 4, 6, or 8 foot putt versus hitting a drive in the fairway or hitting your iron on the green from 150 yards? Now, I had a 2 handicap, I had a 12, and I had a 18, and I had a 25. And really, I kind of use them as pawns, saying, well, look, the 2 is going to hit the green way more. But now if he misses the green, you guys are all kind of in the same boat at getting up and down. And then what if you can make the 4 to 6 foot putt? You're gaining strokes on him because he's supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do it. I don't think people realize that. And, you know, golf is tough. You're hitting a little white ball with a metal stick. And you're trying to hit it on a green that's not usually that big, 150 yards away. I think you need to start learning where you can shoot lower scores and how you can really gain the most performance out of your game if you stretch it a little bit.
That's right. And those higher handicap players have to get those balls into 4 to 6 foot range to get to that point, right? So chipping and pitching and bunker play and all those things are so important to everyone. But if you increase that, get that better, then that makes it way better for everyone.
For sure. Changing topics again here a little bit because we're going to jump around, not like we normally do, but we're getting into the later stages of the season. And mm-hmm. I know, Mike, you teach using a simulator with TrackMan mm-hmm. in the wintertime. And, you know, I use a Foresight quad and all kinds of indoor type stuff. I just wanted to let everybody know that the indoor game or the simulator world has changed dramatically. And if you're in the know, or you want to know something about simulators, please reach out to us. Ace Indoor Golf is a partner. They're a good friend, and I obviously am a Michigan rep with them, but we can provide some options for you, whether it's at your home, business, work, country club, wherever it's going to be, to provide some great training options. And it doesn't have to be $50,000, $60,000, or $80,000 program. It can be a lot smaller as well. But we're seeing so much more of that, especially over COVID in the last 2 years. You really need to be thinking ahead. So if you are thinking of doing something for this off season, indoors in the wintertime, you're probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks in the right time frame. Don't wait until October, November, December. It's going to be too late. Backlogs take forever. Skytrax were backed up 8 weeks, 10 weeks last year, and people weren't able to get them. If you need any products like those, please get in touch with me any way you can, online, socially, jordan@jordanyounggolf.com. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Mike, but we know putting and all these different areas are so important, chipping as well.
Absolutely. No, the simulator game exploded last year, right, Jordan? It was amazing being able to play golf at your house. And I've seen some players get better, a lot better, because they got a golf club in their hand more throughout the year, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
absolutely
important. And I think that's really helped people. And that's why, you know, we've seen a lot of the explosion of golf here and more people playing and getting out there, fresh air, and all these great things that, you know, COVID has brought to the game of golf, to be honest. So,
well, I see a lot of
you're right, Jordan. You got playing ahead.
I think a lot of students, too, are using this type of training situation in their home, even in the summer season. And they're reaching out to us for maybe a quick 15-minute Zoom interaction. Check this out. We can see their numbers and help them out with a live lesson. That's very popular as well. So I think that the combination of not just swinging a golf club, but reaching out to the golf professional. I know you and I have done a lot of this in the past, but maybe there'll be more golf professionals out there that will have the capabilities to do this. And I think that this is kind of the new wave of us branching out to our students and providing them opportunities to hit us up, you know, between the hours of 9 and midnight, of course, right?
That's right. No, I'll tell you what, though, like you think about this summer, how much rain we've had in the Metro Detroit area. There's a lot of time for playing golf inside this summer. So it's a year-round thing.
For sure. So like I said, check us out, Ace Indoor Golf, or you can reach me at jordan@jordanyounggolf.com. If you have any questions, whether it's, you know, new screen, flooring, indoor sim situation, whatever you need, training it, we can put that together for you. I think we'll leave it at that for now. We've got Brian coming up here pretty soon. Brian Cairns, our other co-host from the USAM at Oakmont in Pittsburgh. He'll have some special guests with him. They were out playing today. So we'll be right back. This is Jordan Young, joined by Mike Fay, Spin on Golf here on WJR. Well, welcome back, and so glad you can join us on this Sunday night. Sean Belizean on vacation, heading back home from up north. Once again, congratulations to our gold medalists, Nelly Korda and Xander Schauffele. Olympic gold, pretty special. And it was interesting that Schauffele used the gold medal as his badge pass to get into the event this week. I thought that was pretty funny. He didn't have his credentials. He's like, I got the gold. Is that good enough?
It's awesome.
It was pretty cool. Hopefully we got BC on the line. Brian Cairns is at the USAM. He is at Oakmont out in Pittsburgh with some special guests. I know James Pyatt, Jimmy Dales, Grant Hefner, they're all out there playing, all Michigan players. If you don't know those names, you've been under a rock for a while. But we're glad to have BC with us. BC has a very special hat on. I think he's got a new sponsor. Maybe he's got a very special POW hat, and it's not that kind of POW, but it's the Punk of the Week hat. I think they're having a little bit of audio issues. I can see Brian's body here, but we'll get with him shortly. He's seems to be still finishing his burger, but I've never been out to Oakmont. I know that it's a special place. Mike, you mentioned Arnie and all the history there and the church pews and some of the views that BC or some of the pictures that BC sent with some of the views. I don't know if Mike, you can get those up on the showcast here, but Mike, tell me a little bit about what you know about Oakmont.
It's absolutely beautiful place. The history is amazing. If you guys are watching on StreamYard, you'll see some pictures that BC has sent us right now. It's Arnie's place. He has won there. The history, the greens, very, very difficult greens, right, Jordan? I mean, to putt on. And it's going to be fun to watch this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can see the photo here with Brian and Jimmy and James and Grant. And I know they just got off the course at about 7:15 or so, and they're trying to grab something to eat and hop on. But special place, lots of great players playing. They'll play tomorrow, and they'll get through the rounds, and then hopefully move into match play. That's the goal, is to get into match play, and then start knocking people off from there.
Yes, it's a cool tournament. We were talking about that. Maybe the Olympics needs to go that way, and play and qualify and get into match play and get after it, because this golf tournament, the USAM, both women's and men's, is a pretty special event. And it's a golf marathon, pretty much, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of golf.
Yeah, especially if it's going to be 90-plus degrees, and I think it will be this week. And, you know, James has had a really busy schedule. You know, he's played the gauntlet here the last month or two. He just won this past Monday at Franklin Hills. He won the GAM. And I don't know how many times he's won that. I know it's at least two. It might be three. And the other boys, I know Jimmy Dales was playing as well. But James seems to be playing well. And hopefully he can punch his way into a little further than maybe the Sweet 16, which he saw in the Western Am a few weeks back.
Yes. I think these guys are playing absolutely fantastic. And it's going to be fun to see what they can do against – the country's best. I'm excited to see it. They've been playing good for a long time. We've been seeing their name, like you said, if you don't know their names, you've been living under a rock. These guys are our best players here. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the women's AM just ending yesterday? And then now the men's is starting tomorrow. That's not usually the way it goes, is it? I could be wrong there, but again, I'm not the history buff on all these events.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when the dates are always like that, but it's pretty exciting to have these back-to-back, you know. Getting going a couple of rounds here and then keep going throughout the entire this next week. It's going to be fun to be watching it. I know later on the week they'll be having it on Peacock and on the Golf Channel for us to watch for the USA.
You know, it's always cool, too, to see the caddies out there and, you know, you get – the college bags or the different bags, and some are the young kids and some are older. It just depends. I mean, we were talking about this young lad from, I mean, he was playing, what was his name? 15-year-old European Tour debutant Frank Kennedy makes the cut at the Hero Open 2021, 15 years old. I think he shot one over for two rounds and made the cut. I didn't see, I know he made a birdie in his final putt, but pretty impressive. I mean, some of these swings that you can see, Mike, Parsons, I don't know if you can pull it up, but see if you can pull up Frank Kennedy's swing. It is pretty, pretty saucy looking. Looks like kind of a mini Tommy Fleetwood, but I'm sure that'll be a name we'll see a little bit more, and maybe we'll see him here overseas pretty soon.
Never know. The kids are younger, hitting it farther, right? It's amazing.
For sure.
Absolutely amazing.
We also wanted to congratulate Brian, and I know he's probably eating. He's always eating during the show, but
nope, looks like he's ready.
Oh, he is ready. Here he is, Mr. Brian Cairns.
Hello, guys. Am I upside down?
Yes, yeah, just flip a little sideways a little bit. There you go.
Am I good now?
Now you're the other way.
God.
So we can hear you. We can hear you. We don't need to see you. We just need to hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Jordan, we are in the midst of greatness once again. BC has done it again, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
He has won the Michigan Senior PGA Championship. Fuck. Very exciting for you, my friend.
Wait, I thought you were just going to say he was able to join the show this week.
That seems to be
the greatness if he can connect.
And I'm not eating.
And he's not eating. You're right. Usually when he joins, he's eating. You're right. So BC won. And also Jordan coming in fourth, my friend. So both of you guys heading to the national championship down in Florida in October. Pretty cool stuff here for the Spin on Golf.
Yeah, it was a good week. The course was a good fit for me because you had to hit it really straight, which I didn't. But the wedge worked this week, Mike, and made a lot of 5-6 footers. The squeak went out, literally squeak went out. Jordan saw me at the end there. It was kind of fragile on the last green, but got it done.
Fragile. I was fragile. I don't think you were fragile. But I know two guys sitting behind you that aren't very fragile. We've got special guests James Pyatt and Jimmy Dales. Congrats, guys, on being at Oakmont. Tell us a little bit about the experience so far and the course.
Yeah, all right. How's it going, Jordan? Thanks for having us on the show. But it's been a phenomenal experience so far. Oakmont's probably, I mean, the hardest, I mean, top three at least courses I've ever played in my life. It just keeps coming at you. And we've had BC out here with us this week getting three of his students ready. So it's been a fun week. You know, he's doing a great job teaching us and keeping things loose at the same time. So it's been fun.
Cool. Jimmy, how about for you? This is your first, is it?
Yeah, it's my first time out of the USAM. A bunch of my buddies qualified, so I figured I might as well join them this year. And, Oakmont, you just kind of walk on the property, walk in the clubhouse, and you just feel it there. You know, it's just the whole experience. It's just something else.
I know personally, whenever I went to a big event like that when I was younger and the course was amazing, it just kind of made you hit the ball better, or play better. I know that course is super demanding. Are you guys getting that feel, or do you just, pretty much pure it all the time?
Of course they do.
Yeah, I wish. But no, this place, even good shots don't always get rewarded out here. I mean, the fairways, I would say if you drive the ball good, like you still can get penalized out here. You got to drive the ball great. I mean, it's some of the tightest fairways I've seen. They look like pretty much trying to hit it down a cart path, but it's a great spot though. You can get it going if you're really striking it well, but there's not one point in the course where you could just ease up and rest. It's just stay in the moment and keep playing.
And how are you guys doing with your stamina? You guys have been playing a lot lately. Last week, James GAM champion, congratulations. The week before was Sweet 16, I believe, at the Western Am. You guys have been in the gauntlet here. How's your stamina?
It's awesome. I mean, you don't really think too much when you're out here playing an event like this. pretty much. I could be running on nothing right now, and I'm still just loving every second of it. So it's one of those things you're just propelled to make it to the end of the week and get in that final match. So you don't really think about, you know, fatigue or anything like that. You just want to keep going.
Cool. Jimmy, tell the listeners a little bit how this whole week works and how tomorrow and then how the rest of the week kind of transpires.
Well, tomorrow, James and I will both be teeing off early morning at Oakmont for beginning of qualifying. And then we'll have 18 more Longview Golf Club on Tuesday. And then hopefully by the end of that, we'll both be inside the top 64 and goes to match for Wednesday. And that just keeps going as good as you play.
Good. And how many total participants, so just so everybody knows?
It's 312 total in that ballpark.
So top 64 move on of the 312. And to get there was very special. So congratulations to you guys for being there. Certainly good luck. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully the burgers were good, and hopefully BC picked up the tab for you guys. All right, guys. Be good. Be safe. Good luck, boys.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight on this special Sunday night of Spin On Golf on WJR 760 Radio. We have three of the foursome here. Brian Cairns is sticking with us for the last segment. We're just going to roughly go over the Barracuda that is still going on right now. I believe Andrew Putnam is leading or tied for the lead with Van Rooyen at 44 points. Again, this is a Stableford event. They have nine holes to go. BC, talk a little bit about the importance of this event and next week as we head into the FedEx.
Well, you're looking at guys like, I know Brian Stewart missed a cut this week at the Barracuda, but he's probably going to end up being like 95th. And you'd like to be somewhere in the, at worst, mid-80s going into next week and the week beyond, obviously, to be able to keep playing. But this is kind of for some of the guys that are, you know, in the 100s, the 125, the 130. That are thinking, I don't want to go back and play Corn Ferry events anymore or get limited status. So it's a pretty important 14 days for these guys. So a little bit of stress. So those are the guys to kind of watch the next 10, 12 days going forward.
Some pretty interesting names around 123 to 129. You know, Adam Scott, 123, Nate Lashley, and Ricky Fowler, 125.
I think Lashley's good another year, isn't he? He's got 2 years.
Yeah, then you have 26 is Patrick Rogers, Camila Villegas, Chesson Hadley at 128, and Percy at 129, Charles Howell, 130. Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, Molinari, all outside the 125, but obviously different lists that they're on for majors. But, yeah, pretty important week. This week out there, and you know, you mentioned Ryan Bram, Michigan player is, I think, what did we say? He was in around 22nd place. You know, hopefully he's in next week and he can have a good week and move up. Brian Stewart, Brian, you said was he 89th?
He was 89th FedEx going in this week, right? He'll fall, but hopefully not too far.
Yeah, but he should be in the top 100 still. And,
yeah, I mean, he likes the tournament next week. He always plays well in Greensboro, so he should be okay.
So keep your eye on the Barracuda, which is still going on right now. And then, you know, let's talk a little FedEx, and let's talk a little bit about maybe Oakmont too. Maybe we'll start with Oakmont. Brian, what are you seeing on the course? How is this any different than maybe a PGA Championship at the major level or a U.S. Senior Open?
Well, I tell you what, Oakmont is wow. That's all I got to say is wow. Like from the first tee shot to the second shot to 18, it is a gut punch. Every single hole is really demanding off the tee. I mean, it is extremely narrow. Like James said, if you hit it in the fairway bunkers, you're chipping out. You are not hitting them on the greens from the fairway bunkers, or if you hit them wide of it, it's brutal. And the sister course, which we walked around today, I walked around with the guys today, is on the side of a hill. I sent you a couple pictures and looks over the Allegheny River, and it is like bizarre. I've never seen a golf course built on the side of a hill like this where every fairway is at a 35-degree tilt, and then the greens are tilted up, you know, back to front, every single one of them. So the greens this week, Oakmont, obviously, they're 14. Longview, they're like 13, but they're really heavily tilted, and it's the guy that's going to be able to manage his ball on the greens, getting the ball on the greens and getting to a point where you can putt the ball to a hole and, you know, not three putt is there. I tell you what, I've played in, like Jordan, I've played in those majors, you know, and I've never seen greens like I have at Oakmont this week. It is really, really going to be a tough test for these guys. That's all I got to say.
Mike, have you got anything for BC?
Yeah. How's the rough, BC?
It's down. Excellent. It's down. Longview's up. Longview's kind of softer. It's in the woods-ish type. Like a lot of cliffs, a lot of unbelievable views. But Oakmont was kind of surprised, and they said they've watered the golf course to get where the USGA wants it, and it's playable. But I think as the week goes on, it's going to be like 90, 95 tomorrow. You're going to see some guys out there syringing because it's going to bake pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. And those greens are just going to cook, right? I mean.
Yeah. But I played there a long time ago, but it's just like, wow, what a golf course. It is a really awesome, awesome place.
Well, we're hoping the best for our boys out there, and I don't know how long you're staying out there, BC, but good luck to you if you're watching and all that.
I'm going to head back in the morning. I mean, it's their week, you know, I don't need to be here. They're ready. They're confident.
Yeah.
I'm proud of them. They've done a really good job getting here, and it's on them. This is all about them.
That's good. What has there been any sighting of the punk of the week this week? I know that your hat is proudly displaying a black hat with beautiful, bright, I don't know if it's pink, red, or orange writing, but man, it stands out like your shirt. tell me who your punk of the week is.
I have an unpunk of the week, an absolute unpunk of the week. Okay. I would say the USGA this week. To make the golf course playable. Both golf courses really playable. Moat rough is down. Fairways are soft. Greens are softish. So they're going to let the guys play and shoot some decent scores this week here.
That's unpunk of the week. Unpunk of the week. Wow. Yep. Very timid. Very timid for BC this week. He must be getting soft in his old age. he must not have watched the back nine where DeChambeau slow played it and caused some trouble today. As he got a warning. Oh boy.
Wait for next week.
For sure. Can't wait for next week as well. BC, right. We'll see you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
for everybody for being on. We hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. For Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, I'm Jordan Young. This is Spin on Golf. We'll see you next time. WJR.